All right, so here's something that I channeled, and this was channeled sometime last year, September 21st, 2015, on a Monday. And I was guided to share this because it was written via automatic writing, which is one of the ways our guides can communicate with us, is with us writing. And we'll do, you know, in the future, I may have a component of automatic writing as a part of this, okay? Because it's something that's been huge in my life, doing that. And so this is what the guide said. It's called making contact with your spirit guides. They said contact is not a metaphor, which means something coded or anything like that. Instead, we intend to reinforce the use of the word contact to you. To whomever should review these words, seeing or feeling in its simplest sense isn't to make contact. However, what is and also happens to be way more human in its action that one would actually know without any attempt or without getting started on the doing is that you will see within these pages that there exists one actual true, deeply true truth here. That truth is in the doing. And taking action, it trumps everything else that you see. In taking one great action, you will find yourself speaking right to your very own personal spirit guides here, okay? So not a lot, they're saying don't do a whole lot of contemplating. Take action and be open to contacting them because they're there. So the other part of it was, it's called a supreme truth to not forget. And that is, imagine that you're on your way out of the door. And once you look at the door, then you start out on your walk towards your destination. You happen to see on that journey a few strikingly large trees on your way out, okay? And then you stop for a moment to examine them in your mind first, and that's, you know, you're taking care not to leave the present too quickly without first taking in all of what you've just laid your eyes on now. So these trees, they're freaking huge. Okay, that was the vision that I got when I was writing or doing automatic writing, channeling this message that came through. This is me talking now. And I remember the trees in my mind's eye. They were super humongous. They were like the biggest trees. I've never seen trees that big. So in the story, let's go back to it. So these strikingly large trees on your way out, this is what you see when you're leaving out your house. And you stop for a moment to really examine them in your mind first. And then you're taking care also not to leave the present, like where you are, too quickly without first taking in all of what you just laid your eyes on now. Finally, after you've traced over at least five details or so from each of the larger than life trees, then you're ready to get on your way, okay? After enjoying a really lovely time during your day, your phone rings, letting you know that someone, both near and dear, is wanting to speak to you. Picking up the phone was easy, even though you were in the middle of going over your to-dos for the week, okay? And once speaking to your precious friend, you listen intently to what their day was like. Then you follow up with sharing the view that you had of the huge tree that you passed up earlier, that you saw, that you witnessed. And even though you found great magical discovery in merging your own conscious thoughts with the trees as you stood with them, and you were delighted, you delighted in them earlier, you know, even still, there happened to be something else that came up as your friend asked you if you dreamed about the trees. Or were the giant trees real? Were they real or did you just dream this? They asked you. And when they asked you that about the trees, you know, and if they asked you also if the trees were real and, you know, these giant trees, were they real or did you just dream this, you know? Just as you were breathing out to answer their question, it came to mind that you were definitely that you definitely know that you saw the trees and that you didn't just believe or dream them up. You knew firsthand what you saw because you were the one who had the experience. And so this is what takes place when you allow yourself to step out of your comfort zone to meet your guides, and you welcome the divine message that awaits you on the other side. And this was the channeled message that was given to you to help open up the way that you see connecting with your spirit guides in a more expansive way. So that was it. I'm glad I got to share that. And let's go to the next part.